Blog Talk Radio.
Grateful for it all, the hard stuff, and obviously all the good stuff.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails.
What you gonna say? Hallelujah. That's an awesome song, brothers and sisters. Awesome song when you think about
his goodness. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, he been there for us. His mercy have never failed. Even when I didn't call for it, boom, it was there. Hallelujah. I'll get into that later. But when I just think about his goodness, oh, have mercy. Hey, we're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this lesson for today. Realize a lot of people is on the road. A lot of people's traveling. A lot of people's focus on a lot of things. So my prayer today is, Father God, first of all, let me just give you thanks for everything, good, bad, and the ugly in my life. And most of all, I thank you for all of your goodness, all of your provision, everything you've given us, Father God. I thank you for it. I will not allow myself to think any different that all of these years you protected us. I mean, sometimes we didn't even ask you, Father God, and you was there. You were just like a mother making sure that things was right. You were just like a father going out providing. Thank you. But I thank you for it, Father. And you didn't ask us if we wanted it. You made sure we had it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. I'm thankful today. I'm going to ask you all to agree with me that God touched those people that's on the road right now, that traveling mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those that are busy, 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 and don't understand the importance of patience. I'm going to speak patience into the universe. Give them patience. Let them pack that patience, Heavenly Father. Let them pack it. And let them know that, hey, you can do it with a smile. Somebody may jump in front of them. Some of them may be pushing and rushing. Father God, we're praying that. Give them patience today. Praying for those, Father God, that incarcerated. And with perhaps love to be with their families. And they have to suffer for the family that they're around. Father God, I say to those people, in everything, be thankful. Make the best out of a bad situation. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that they will make the best out of a bad situation. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. No matter where they're at. If they're with another family in a shelter or incarcerated or just in a far land, maybe over there fighting a war, Father God, let them appreciate who you is, Heavenly Father, and who you are. Thank you, Father God, that you give them a thankful mind, a willing heart, Father God. To be willing to accept the things that they can't change and appreciate what you're doing for them. I thank you for it. I praise your holy name for it. Ask you, Father God, to those that are listening to this broadcast, that they'll be thankful, that they'll chime in if the Lord, if you lead them to. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for the uplifting. Honor you for it. I praise you for it. Then, Heavenly Father, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to continue to bless this broadcast, continue to bless your humble servant, and I want to stay humble. I want to stay, Father God, the way you say to stay. Hallelujah. That's so important to me, Father God, that I walk in your statutes, that I walk in your light. And not in man's light, that I'll decrease and you shall increase. I thank you for it. And I give you the honor and praise and the glory. Hallelujah. We ask all these blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. We pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank God today. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me a scripture. What it says over there in the 16th chapter of First Chronicle. I just want to say this one, and in the 16th chapter, and then we'll get into the lesson. But the Lord just told me to put this scripture forth. I ask you to listen with your spirit. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, good, for his mercy endure forever. That's awesome. Know that God's mercy has been right there with us. You ought to give him thanks for that. Person shouldn't have to tell you. When you think about where God has brought you from and where you're at today, when you think about the valleys you've been in, when you think about the mountains you've been on, and God was right there. And some of us been on some real high mountains, unspeakable mountains. But you know what? God was right there with you. He was right there for you. He was right there. So he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endure forever. His mercy been there. And I can only help but to think about what C.C. Winans said. When you think about that song, it's just awesome. I will sing of the goodness of God. I'm going to tell the world about his goodness, how good he been. Because when I think about all of my life, he's been there for me. When I wasn't there, he was there. He's been so good. I think she said so good. With every breath that I am able. Oh, she said, oh, I will sing to the goodness of God. That's what I'm going to do. I love to hear his voice. I love to hear that word. Because it was you, Father God, that brought me through the fire. It was you, Father God, that brought me through those dark places. I know you as a father, she said. And I know you as a friend. See, when you know God as all of this stuff, you can sure enough appreciate his goodness. So that if for no other reason, thank him for his mercy. Because all of my life, he's been there for me. All of my days, he's been so good. I can't begin to, if I had 10,000 tongues, you know, it would not be enough. Because every breath that I am able, God has made sure I took it. So therefore, I want to sing to the goodness. I want to say of his goodness, how God's goodness. Have you ever thought about that? God's goodness is running after us. No reason the psalmist declared. Think about all the benefits of God. But we just ought to be thankful. Think Ephesians 5:20 says it like this. Give thanks always, always, for all things, not some of all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, sometimes we don't appreciate what the word is really saying. Stop trying to figure this out. Sometimes folks get sick, sometimes people die, and then we have it's like we could do a better job. You couldn't do a better job. So here's the attitude. Be thankful. When he says enter into his gate, when you're getting ready to talk to God and his courts are with praise, he said be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. I just wish I had time, brothers and sisters. It's a beautiful thing to know that you give thanks unto the Lord. Some people were never thankful of anything. If you're not thankful for it, you don't have a brand new Lamborghini sitting out there. Be thankful for the raggedy Toyota you drive. You know, just learn to be thankful. You may not have Jason Allen's on, but be thankful for the Convert All-Stars you got on. We need to look at things like that and instead of refocus, don't always look down, look up. You got more up than you got down. Listen, brother and sister. Yesterday we were talking about those things that divide us. Do you realize what unites you with God is more than what divides you from God? He's given us all this stuff to unite us with him. It is his desire that we be one with him. It is his desire that we trust him. Yeah, we got more of the good stuff to look to than the bad stuff. Only one thing, I know somebody's going to argue this point, but your mind tells you that was wrong. It come under one category, and that's sin. Three letter words. So that's only three things, three words. And you get boxed in with those three things. Let that go. Jesus said, I took care of that. I became sin for you so you could be the righteousness of God in him. So you got more stuff pertaining to righteousness than you do sin. Yeah, the average person won't tell you that. We could be thankful. I looked up that word. It appears 365 times in the Bible. That's every day you could be thankful. Kind of like what my mindset is at. Just being thankful. And I think everybody should realize that, hey, man, we have so much to be thankful for. If all you got is putting your right foot in your right shoe, be thankful. If you got family, be thankful. That's why he says, oh, give thanks. Shouldn't have to ask you to do that. Shouldn't have to tell you to do that. You ought to be jumping up and down trying to do that. For the little things. So that's what this broadcast is about today. It's about giving thanks. When you think about his mercy, when you think about his goodness, think about seriously. Some of us could have been dead and gone on. But God kept you here to see this Thanksgiving. There's some people that will not see this Thanksgiving. Some people won't even see tomorrow. But God have delivered you from the heathens. God have delivered you. I mean, just stop and think about all the stuff you could start giving God thanks for. Lord have mercy. From your childhood up until this very moment. Who been there for you? God been with you all your life. And I don't care if you know it or not. It didn't change the fact that he's been there. It did not change the fact. And his goodness is running after you. That's what you, man, give God thanks for that.
Yeah.
All we got to do is surrender. His goodness has been running after us. And I read that. He said, surely goodness and mercy.
Yeah.
I follow you. And just, so if you slow down a little bit, you're going to get hit by God's mercy. You're going to hit by his goodness.
Yeah.
He been a father for you. When that daddy wasn't there, he was dead. He been that mother for you. When you needed that special love, he was there before you could even ask him. Man, it's so much to give God thankful for. So you can But and let me tell you this too, because you know I always think about this. It's in Psalms. I think it's in Psalm 103:2. It said, "Bless the Lord." You ought to just make God happy, and it makes your soul happy, your mind, because He said, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." You got to sometimes tell yourself you ought to be happy for what, and for all of His benefits. The Bible says He blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even God of our salvation. Every day. Now, y'all don't know nothing about this here, but let me kind of open your eyes to some things. People who get benefits on a card, and you may know, you may not, I'm just saying that. People who get their card loaded, it said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily load us with benefits." When you get one of them cards and they load the benefits, you ask some of these women who get food stamps, who get a little child support, who get a little extra. They load them cards up. They can't wait. Hallelujah. They know that they got that benefit on there. And they headed to the store. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Loaded daily. Can you imagine? Every day you ought to be checking your card. Every day you ought to be checking that card. But the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily load us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not His benefit." See, don't forget it. Oh, you may try. Don't forget it. The writer said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefit toward me?" When I think about His benefits, how He blessed me, how He brought me. Oh, yeah, I got to be thankful, man. I don't have any choice. Some folks got you. I don't even have a choice of the matter. When I think about my children, when I think about how good they're doing, just living, I'm thankful that I'm able to see them at their age and at my age. When I think about my grandchildren, listen, brother, those are benefits. Everybody don't get those benefits. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. And don't forget when you don't whisper to God in secret. When you weren't trying to be all this and be all that. You was at your lowest point. And I don't know how you said it. You might have just said, "Lord, have mercy." I'm not sure. But you talked to Him that day. Don't forget it. See, the reason He tells you don't forget it, because it's easy to forget it was God that did that for you. It was God that woke you up. It was God that strategically put you where you needed to be at that point in time in life. That was God doing that for you. Don't forget it. And He was able to take the bad and make good of it. Yeah. You ought to be glad. That's what thankful is anyway, is to be glad, experiencing the pleasure of satisfaction, experiencing the delight of it, that God has made you happy. He blessed you. Don't forget. Well, look here, we're going to open it up. Anybody would like to have anything to say, just press 1. Are you thankful for something, small, big, it doesn't matter? You just want to acknowledge that you're thankful to God. Just press 1. I'd like to hear from you. Hallelujah. All right. We got Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. We got next to be Evangelist Jim. Okay. Pastor Marilyn.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you, Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley. I am thankful because last week I was sad. I had the sadness in my spirit. And I couldn't figure out what's going on. What's going on? My daughter called me this morning and she told me that she had an accident Saturday. And she said that she's bruised all up. She has her shoulders and her her arm and her face, and, you know, she's like, you know, and what she said to me is, I'm grateful, I'm thankful that I'm alive. She said, I still have life. I'm thankful that I still have life because I couldn't have been, I mean, you know, it's a possibility that she couldn't have been here. So she's thankful that she's alive. And I had to say, daughter, I'm thankful that you're alive also. That's my youngest child. I'm like, and then she said, but mom, she said, I called you. And she said, but your phone, because when I'm driving, sometimes my phone going, you know, on driving, whatever. And again, it pauses. And then it don't let me know anybody called me either. So she said, I called you. She said, but I got busy and then I, you know, I didn't call back. But I don't know if I could have took that. I don't, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't know. So I'm grateful. I am grateful, thankful to the Lord that my child is alive today. I am grateful.
Yes.
My grandson was in the car with her. He was 5 years old.
Wow.
So, There's a lot of other things I could be grateful for, but that is the right now, at this moment.
Well, I really can agree with you on that. My son-in-law, this part of his testimony, but I'm going to tell it anyway. He smashed the vehicle, got smashed into. I mean, when I tell you, if you look at it, you say the man dead. You say anybody in that vehicle is dead when you look at that vehicle. And y'all know I've been on the broadcast talking about it before, so it's not new to some of you guys. But I'm so thankful, because the first thing I said is, thank you, Lord, when I heard his voice. And I feel hard to believe. To visualize it, I'm telling you, to visualize how that car was all smashed up, then now he's walking around. I mean, can you imagine now he's walking around? Less than I'm going to say less than 2 months later, the man is up walking around.
And how awesome is the Lord?
He told
how
me
awesome.
His whole seat, the whole seat broke. The whole seat broke. That's his testimony. But I'm just telling you, I can attest to what you're saying. You're just thankful for that. They're still alive.
Yeah,
that was a big deal. Right there. We're gonna go to Evangelist Sharon. You're next, Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Is that you, Evangelist Sharon? Okay.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. For this broadcast and everybody who's worshiping the Lord, I'm thankful for everything. Most of all, I'm thankful for spiritual stuff, spiritual things. I look high all the time. I look for spiritual things all the time. People think that I walk around. I don't. I float around because spiritual spirits do. They float. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my health. And I'm thankful for my shelter. Shelter from the Lord and the shelter from the Lesser Fonts. Thank you, God. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I am thankful. Thank you. I am thankful to be alive. I am thankful for family and friends. I am thankful for this brother. God is good all the time. Yes. And all the time he is good. And I just thank him for keeping me. I didn't know that I was sick as I was, but the Lord knew when them blood pressure numbers were both under 100, I knew I was in trouble. I just said, Lord, just cover me. Just keep me, Lord. My time is not your time.
Amen.
I'm just thankful for keeping me here.
Mm-hmm.
My job is not done. Mm-hmm. He's got something mm-hmm. he wants me to complete. And it's not mm-hmm. done. So
amen.
I'm still here. And I thank him. And I thank mm-hmm. all of you
mm-hmm.
for your testimony and your encouragement. I just mm-hmm. thank you all. Amen.
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 Okay. Go ahead, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for his marvelous work and what he's doing in our lives. Amen. Amen.
Thank
God. Thank God. Beautiful testimony. Amen. Like we read Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8, reading from the King James. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were righteous, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen, amen. So I'm thankful for this word. I'm thankful for the word in you. Thankful for our pastor as he teaches the word. And we're so thankful to all those that join us for the word at noon, those that are even listening by internet. We just give thanks to that because he is worthy to be praised. And like the scripture lets us know that, yes, we ought to praise him. We ought to thank him because it's him, it's God who's keeping us. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God for all his many blessings. And he's still blessing us. Amen. Let our going out and our coming in. He raises us up and we thank God and give him praise. So we have so much to be thankful for. And I just thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, anyone else? Press one. I don't call people out, but just press one. If it's something, you know, you're thankful for, any, it doesn't matter what it is. Just press one, and I'd like to hear from you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
anyone?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When I think about his benefits, you know, see, I just got to stay with the scripture. When he said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefit toward me? What shall I render? At least I can be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, because really, let me tell y'all this. To be thankful means something you're glad about. You got to be thankful. Something you're happy about. That's what thankful is. Something that pleased you. Something that have brought a smile to your face. That's what being thankful is. It's something cheered you up. If it ain't nothing to be thankful for your children in a recital. If it's nothing but being thankful that, hey, you're able to get up and walk around. Joyful.
Yes,
there has to be something that have put a smile on your face. That's being thankful. Share it. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Perfect love casts out all fear. If it's the love of God, fear got to go.
Amen.
Fear got to go. The moment you speak that thing, I was talking to somebody the other day. They worried about saying stuff because they worried about, oh, the devil's going to attack me. No, you won't. First of all, it ain't about you no way. It's about the word of God. He don't care anything about us. Satan always attacks the word of God that's in you. But, man, you ought to be mindful of what God did for you and how his love and his peace and his joy is running after you. And every time you look around, God's blessing you over here and blessing you over there. That's rejoicing, man. If there's something that gives you a hope for about something, you can be thankful for that. Yeah.
Amen.
Things that you are hopeful about. That's joy. That's joy. That's being thankful, man. That's gratifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be happy. Oh, well, yeah. I'm already happy. Well, let the world know you're happy, okay? As you say in Georgia, don't be scared. Don't be scared to tell the world, hey, what God did for you. Well, they care about a stinking devil. But anyway, Psalms, I found it. It's 116 and 12. The 116 Psalms and the 12th verse. It says, what shall I render? I mean, what should I give up? I'm going to have Pastor read out the Messenger Bible first. But it said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefit toward me? Ain't talking about mama, sister, brother, not my husband, not my wife, but toward me. It's personal now. What shall I render for all of his benefit toward me? See, I can speak for me now because I know what he did for me. But you want to read that out the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. King. And what verse again, Pastor?
The 100 and, wait a minute. Hey, just look that thing up. It was the 116th Psalm. I'll get it here.
Okay.
The devil is a lie. The 116th Psalm and the 12th verse.
Okay. 116 and verse 12 says, from the Message Bible, what can I give back to God for the blessings he's poured out on me? I'll lift high the cup of salvation, a toast to God. I'll pray in the name of God. I'll complete what I promised God I'd do. And I'll do it together with his people. Amen, amen. Praise God.
To render is to give up. Render is to give. Give something. Give something over. For me now. I ain't talking about for my family. I'm talking about for me. I ain't talking about for my mate. I'm talking about for me. It's personal. What can I deliver to God? What can I surrender?
Yeah.
And God, he ain't interested in all your fasting and all that. Let me tell you what you can give unto the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says that, now if you want to know what God's will is and you want to do God's will, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. So what about giving thanks? Since you know this is the will of God, that he wants you to give thanks, what shall I render for all of his benefit toward me? The least I can do is give him thanks. I can give up that. I can give up, you know, I can lay down that in this past. And Lord, I'm surrendering this thing because you've been so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Turning it over to you. I'm coughing it up. I'm entrusting you with my thanks. Because I'm going to tell you, when you give God thanks, what you think you finna do? You ain't finna overdo God. God finna render more and more. And you can, they said on a song one time, you can't beat God's giving. And that's the truth. I challenge you today. Try to beat his giving. You can't do it.
Yes, amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yeah. Hallelujah. Man, I'm thankful.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to thank God for everybody that engaged and participated. Thank you. And if nobody else, anyone else, still waiting patiently.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, if nothing else, we'll see y'all on tomorrow for Thankful Thursdays. We'll be Thanksgiving. But, hey, we're going to be here. Trust me, I can go a whole hour just being thankful to God for the things he's given us.
Amen.
But I'll be thankful to God for you. I'm going to tell y'all, and I don't know how you're going to take this, and I don't want nobody to get all, you know, crazy with this. But sometimes you need to thank God for other folks and for other things he did for other folks, like for your children. And you say, okay, where you get that from? I'm going to show you. Paul was constantly thanking God for people who had came into the light. Well, do I need to give you some receipts? I have some now.
Yeah.
He was always thanking them for their enlightenment, for their knowledge, for them coming into truth. So sometimes we got to thank God when we see God have moved in other people's lives. Lord, thank you for not letting that person get hurt. Lord, thank you for letting that person get a few dollars. Lord, thank you for letting that person get the right mate. Lord, thank you.
Yes.
You're taking care of my grandchildren, and I see you taking care of my neighbor's grandchildren. Lord, thank you for. See, sometimes it's good to give thanks for others. For what you see God doing in other people's lives. Now, don't make me go to Colossians on you. Don't make me go to Ephesians. I will go there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Paul was real thankful.
Yeah.
I'll just cover that tomorrow. Because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, we sometimes we have to be thankful for others.
Amen.
Thankfulness.
Yes.
So when I enter into God's gates with thanksgiving, I'm being reminded of stuff God did for others, how he brought people. Pastor said the other day, just blessed me, how God have just really blessed. I mean, he blessed all of us, but he's really enlightened and made some folks on here real stronger from the day they came on here to today. I mean, I look at the strength and look at the knowledge and look at how God has evolved in these people's lives and how he uncovered some of the things, how their testimony is powerful. I mean, Evangelist Sharon got one of the most powerful testimonies anywhere. She might not have said that 5 years ago, but today she'll stand up boldly and say it. Evangelist Renee, I remember 9 years ago, she wouldn't have said this kind of stuff. But today, and I ain't talking about numbers. I'm just talking about I can see people developing and growing. I'm thankful to God for that. Y'all ain't around, but I thank God for that. Thank you, Lord, that person that got wisdom. Thank you, Lord, that person that have come into the light. I'm thankful. When I see people let tradition go, when they let religion go, I'm thankful. Because they're getting close now. They're getting close to you, Father God. They ready to let it all go. When I see people who have crucified themselves and living for Christ, man, I'm thankful.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, no one else. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.